Gentlemen,
sir. Randall,
we're back with
Wait for it.
Oh, what's today?
Season four.
Yeah, it's season four.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
It took Chris a second.
I guess we see who runs the podcast these days. Holy shit.
Season four.
I don't actually
know
what I do here.
We've made it. If you've made it this far through since the beginning with us, thank you. And if you're new, thank you as well. Stick with us. We've got some great content coming up for season four.
Content.
No, we did that already.
Oh, brought that back from a while ago.
Go watch that.
That was like a year ago.
That's so organic.
So, boys, you know when sometimes you might not be content is after you've broken up with someone, or, you know, maybe you tried it out with somebody that you really like and it didn't work out. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is how to move on after that happens. So
another Chris, relationships episode.
Another relationship.
Another one. My favorite. Another. I like talking about these.
I feel like a lot of people like talking about these because it's rough to talk about. So people don't talk about it and they want to hear about it from a podcast. So
yeah, it's something. Am I that's something? Relevant.
Perhaps.
Or they can listen to it from a relationship book if you click the description in the link below. For Audible, free for 30 days, Snowy jumped up on the bed to say, go ahead and click it. He's a big chungus. Holy crap. Anyway, click the link in the description for a free 30-day trial to audible.com. Thank you. It's an affiliate link. It supports the show. We appreciate you. That's a great way to do it. There's also a Patreon link down below if you like
Point
to support
down,
the
click
show.
It.
Cool. That's over. Had to knock that out early because we're about to get serious with some relationships.
Good work. It was solid.
Thanks, dog. Or should I say cat because he's still... Okay, never mind. had some coffee this morning again. Didn't eat. Just straight coffee. Caffeine to the dome. Ready to do this relationship episode. Cool.
Just like grounds of coffee in his mouth.
It's like
you do with a pre-workout shot, except it was just coffee grounds.
No, he's got a handful of beans.
Grounds.
Yeah. Straight to
well,
the
I
face.
Actually ground...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Real.
But
clears things up.
Okay, so for real though, you break up with someone, you get broken up with, which we could do a whole nother breakup episode like again in the future. Because I had a thought of what's worse, breaking up with someone, you knowing you're hurting someone, or getting broken up with, where it's kind of like, no, that sucks, but okay, I accept it. So that's a whole nother topic. But today, you've been broken up with, you broke up with someone. You're no longer in a relationship, right? How do you carry yourself? And how do you move on? And how do you better yourself and attract the right people for the future, you know? So Jared's got a ton of good thoughts on this, as do I. So I won't sit here talking, rambling on like a caffeinated idiot. But Jared, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have a ton of thoughts. It's kind of hard to articulate them in a manner that will make sense. But my question is, are you like, I have to ask, you know, what your history is like as a partner. Are you just like moving on from relationship to relationship? Have you been just in like committed relationships, like trying to make them work, stuff like that? So like moving on can be something like, finding something that motivates you, like finding a purpose basically for your life. Like if you don't have purpose, then you're going to be a boring person. You're just going to be like stumbling through life, and that's not attractive. So like having a purpose is a big thing. If you have a purpose, then that's great. Next thing, like maybe like you need to know what the problem is basically. Cause there is a problem. Do you feel like the problem is, women? Cause that can be a big problem on your part. Cause I don't think that's the right way of viewing it. Maybe the problem you have, like if you're moving on in like different relationships and you can't like lock one down, maybe the issue is, you don't know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got some input for this. Is First off, good old John Mayer. If you looked at the Instagram story about 2 weeks ago, you know, moving on and getting over are not the same thing, right? You can move on. You can get over people. It's different though. But to your point there is, I feel like I just went off the tracks and forgot what I was going to say. I'll loop it back in. No, I got it. It's coming back. He was talking about, the issue. So my thing is, from my perspective, I've seen friends get out of long relationships and myself get out of long relationships, and some people jump right back in. Like, 2 weeks later, they're going on dates. Like, how, in my opinion, how the hell can you do that without, you know, kind of reflecting on the past and seeing why that last relationship didn't work, you know? Instead of just diving right back into another one and hoping it works, you haven't really taken the time to reflect. Like, okay, you know, I mean, men, women, they're always going to say, well, you know, my partner was not right. Well, okay, that might be true. But what about you? How did you carry yourself? You know, how did you communicate clearly to that partner as to what you wanted and the issues that came up? Or did you let it all fester and then just explode one day? Or, you know, were they just not the right one? But did you communicate that? And how did you carry yourself? Like, you know, were you yourself during that relationship? And to me, mm-hmm. that's important to reflect on, because when you're single, it's lonely. It's a lonely time. And a lot of people aren't okay with, like, loneliness like that. And I wasn't for the longest time. But, you know, as time goes on, you reflect and you get over that relationship. And you realize you kind of have to re-find yourself. Like, that's a must. And you have to reflect not only on what the partner did wrong or how it wasn't right for you, but what did you do wrong in that relationship as well? Because it's a two-sided street, right? Like, it's not just your partner. It never is. And you have to humble yourself enough to realize that and work on yourself as well. So to me, when someone gets right back in the next relationship, like, you haven't had time to heal or fix the issues that caused the breakup previously. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, so as someone...
I have like a... Go ahead. Oh, I have like a personal doctrine when it comes to like relationships to some degree, is that for like a healthy relationship, I believe that you should be happy with yourself. You yourself should mm-hmm. be, you should be happy with yourself and you should be proud of yourself. And when you're, but like, and you should be fine being by yourself, but you should be better when you're with someone else. So, I mean, it's like everyone says, it's like being in a relationship, it's your better half and everything. So you should be fine, but being by yourself, you should be happy with that part of yourself. And just having someone else in a relationship should just add on top of that and make you the better you.
Right. How about you, Randy?
So actually, as someone who's done that, what you were talking about is, and jumped right back into a relationship. I was actually my first like real girlfriend that I had. We went out for like 3 years and she broke up with me. And, you know, you get to a point where it's like 3 years, you don't know what to do with yourself. Like, you know, you almost don't know how to go back into being single. And what happened for me was I met a girl. I thought I liked her. And I asked her out. She said yes. And then you got to also remember, it's not just about you either. And mm-hmm. that's the part I didn't really consider. And the part that sucked so much about that was, you know, I went out with this girl for like a week or two. And after that amount of time, I kind of realized I don't really like this girl the way I thought I did. The problem was, on the other side of that, was this girl was like head over heels for me. And when I broke up with her, because ultimately I broke up with her because I just, you know, I was like, I can't string this girl along just because, you know,
yeah.
I decided I should get back into a relationship. And I broke up with her and I felt awful about it. And I'm sure she felt awful about it because, you know, I wasted her time. I wasted my own time. And it's like, it was a huge learning experience because it was like, you know, I obviously wasn't ready. I just did it out of impulse, rather than actually, you know, thinking about it and thinking it through and like knowing that it was mm-hmm. right. And, you know, not only did I end up hurting myself, but I hurt somebody else because of it too. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you'd be doing yourself and her a disservice if you just stayed in that relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you break up with her? Like, was there a reason?
I mean, just, we were...
Well,
just,
hopefully there was.
I would, like, hang out with her, and it was just, like, you know, from my side of it, I was like, this is just not the person that I want to date. Like, you know, there were personality traits that I didn't really particularly like, and not that she was a bad person or anything. Like, she was a very nice girl. I just, you know, she just wasn't the one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell that right off the bat. You know, like 2 weeks in, that's a good benchmark. But I think so. I think the number one step we're talking about, like, after the breakup, right, is you need to be okay being alone before you can get back in a relationship. I think that, in my opinion, is like the number one thing you have to do. How do you carry yourself? Are you comfortable being alone? And how is your life without someone, without relying on someone, being codependent on someone else? How can you carry yourself through life? That's like the number one goal for me. And it took me 2 years to do that. Like, that doesn't happen overnight. Like, that takes a long time.
It's taking me a lot longer. And
but I mean, that's just, it's the way of life. Like, you have to be okay with yourself and know who you are before you can attract the right person that's right for you.
Yeah, maybe get your own house in order before you invite someone else into that house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not an easy thing, though, because when you're in a relationship for so long, that relationship becomes part of your identity. Same with, like, your job that you've done for, like, 5-6 years. It's part of who you are. So,
yeah,
it's not something that you can just stop and recognize who you are as an individual.
As someone who hasn't been in an actual relationship for probably 10 plus years now, it was so much easier to blame everyone else for it. But at the end of the day, it's like to go back to something Jared had said earlier, you know, you are a big part of it too. You are a bigger part of it. You know, maybe it is a little bit other people. Maybe it's the types of people that you try and date, but at the same time, a big part of it is also you. And that was something that took me a really long time to realize. And that, you know, it was a former coworker of mine who helped me kind of realize that, where it was, you also have to like who you are before you can, you know, attract another person. And that was a big problem that I had was, you know, I didn't really like who I was. I didn't like how I physically looked. I didn't like how I was mentally. I didn't like where I was in life. And, you know, now I finally, like, in the last year and a half, 2 years, I've really started to make a lot of changes toward that. And it's changed a lot of things for me. Now, granted, I still don't have a girlfriend, but I think I'm on a better track now where I like myself.
No pun intended, because you work the trains.
but for real, though, I feel like I am now on a much better course. I like myself a lot better. I feel like I have a job that suits me. I feel like I'm doing the right things to keep myself healthy and keep myself physically the way that I want to be. You know, I cut back on drinking. I eat better. I go to the gym more. And then having a job that is suiting to me and that I like doing, all is a big part of me liking who I am better. And it kind of makes it a little more okay. It's like, I don't need other people to like me. Like, exactly. I like
me. So being your friend from the start, man, is the past 2 years is, I mean, I think the podcast has helped too, but you now have an identity. Whereas before, Randy's Randy. You know, I don't know who Randy is, even as your friend. Like, you didn't have an identity. But these past 2 years, it's like, I know who Randy is. I know what a good fit for Randy would be, and someone else will recognize that, because he carries himself. He knows who he is now, right? Yeah. He's comfortable where he's at in life, and he knows who he is. And that's back to Jared's point, is like, you know, how do you attract the right people? You know, so what do you have on that, Jared? Some thoughts on how you carry yourself to attract the right person.
What's up, Talon? Did you have something?
I was just gonna say, like, right on top of Randy, is that, let's be honest, self confidence is attractive. Like, right there, and like, it doesn't matter who you are, man, like, male, female, self confidence is attractive.
Yep.
That's a good point. there, that question, like, there's almost an endless set of answers, right? To, like, how to become more attractive to someone. Confidence is a huge part. Passion, usefulness. Usefulness is a good one.
I had to sneeze. Hold on.
Bless you.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Yes.
Sick dab.
I did look up a study from the University of Alberta, and they did a study on usefulness and how usefulness correlates to attractiveness in men. And they took a rich, useless person, a poor, useless person, a rich, useful person, and a poor, useful person. That's difficult. and the rich, useless person was some guy who won the lottery, and now he gets $4,000 a week for the rest of his life. No matter how much he screws up, he's still rich. And then the poor, useless person, I mean, that goes without saying. It's just, you know, whatever. Everyone understands that. The rich, useful person is like Elon Musk, whatever. And then the poor, useful person is someone who works for a nonprofit. Now, there was no... wealth didn't affect the answer quite that much. What did affect, like, how women are attracted to men was how useful they are. So the rich useful and the poor useful were both almost equally attractive. Of course, rich was a little more attractive, but you can't always be Elon Musk, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of have to make some sacrifices to do that.
You can't buy Twitter, you know?
So being useful and, like, having a passion in your life that you're striving towards, I feel like that's a big thing. And, of course, that adds to confidence.
So in Randy's example, right, like, he got the new job. You know, he's looking at houses. He might be moving. Well, I don't know what his deal is yet. But, I mean, he has the option to do so. And, you know, I'm sure he's got a plan. So that is more attractive looking in. And myself, you know, like, I'm changing my entire life. Like, I now have a direction I want to go. I think we all do, actually, not just me. But we're all, us three are in the military. We want to get out. We have a plan for the future. And that's, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm attractive, but that is an attractive trait, is to have that plan, that ambition, and, you know, try to make that happen. Even if you fail, it's a mindset. So having that ability to have a dream and pursue it is attractive. That's that usefulness that you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe the right question to ask would not be so much, you know, what traits make you attractive, but it could be more like, what do you yourself need to do to make yourself attractive? Because what might work for Jared might not work for me or you, and vice versa. That's, I think, a running theme throughout this show is, you know, we can give you advice, we can tell you things to try and do, but at the end of the day, you have to figure it out for you what works the best. And, you know, that's going to be a little bit different for everybody, because everybody has a different situation in life. Everybody wants something different. You know, I might not want to attract the same type of person that Jared wants to attract. And that's okay, because, you know, we may have different tastes. But I think that's the question you need to ask yourself is, you know, what changes do I need to make? Like, that's what I finally did and said, you know, what do I need to do to get to that point where, you know, I like who I am better. I don't need everybody else to like who I am. I want to like who I am.
Yeah, that's a great point. Fuck, dude. Just lost my train of thought. Jeez. I had such a good thing to say. Damn it. I'm sorry. My mom's calling me and it threw me off. What were you saying? Hold on. You were saying what I need to do. Oh, all right. Oh, good. So make that note with a cut. I'm sorry.
No, we're leaving it.
Ah, whatever. All right. So you find what you need to do, right? And that correlates pretty well with if you just jump back into another relationship. Like, you're broken up for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You're back in another relationship. First off, you're going to make your partner feel like that meant nothing. And something you said earlier, Randy, was a waste of time. I hate that term. Because I don't feel like anything is a waste of time. It's all learning. Like, you learn, I shouldn't have done that. I'm not going to do that in the future. I don't think it's a waste of time. And that person learned the same thing, hopefully, right? So I, you know, I've been told that too. It's like, I feel like you wasted my time. Well, like, I was pretty clear communicating with you. I don't feel like I wasted your time. I don't feel that way. So if you feel that way, I'm sorry. But I don't think like anything is a waste of time.
Well, now, well, the reason women might say that and men might not say that is because women are actually fighting time. So that's something we need to keep in mind. So like, especially if you get in your late 20s and if you date a girl for like 2 years and then just like throw the relationship away like it was nothing, then
okay, well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Some people might think that listening to this.
Fair, good point. But so imagine, you know, hopping back into a relationship 3 weeks later, you don't have the time to build yourself. You don't have the time to pursue that dream, that passion that Randy was talking about, right? Like, everyone's different. So if you're single for 2 weeks, you don't have time to realize that. There's no way. And therefore, you're not going to attract the right, you're not going to allow the right person to come into your life because you're relying on someone. So you're going to take the first bite, right? If you cast a line, you plenty of fish in the sea, right? You cast a line, oh, first fish bit. That's not how it should be, right? You should play the waiting game. You should find yourself. I'm trying to think of a cool analogy, but I'm not there yet this morning. but for real though, like, I think a few months at least, right? Like, to find yourself, what direction do you want to head in life? And then that person comes into your life and you make it work. You know, Mark Groves, Create the Love on Instagram. We always give him a shout out. Fantastic page to follow. You guys should look up Mark Groves. Mark Groves. Great guy. he says the healthiest relationship is two people who can live together and are happy, or who can live alone and are happy alone, make it work together. Like, that is the healthiest relationship. And Randy alluded to that earlier on in the episode, right? Is you shouldn't need someone to be happy or to be yourself. That person should complement you perfectly.
Yeah.
And that's, you got to understand that before you get back into a relationship. So we're not talking about relationship as a whole. We're talking about that in between time. Like, what do you do? How do you get over maybe the past? How do you reflect on it? And how do you move on?
And don't force it. You know,
yeah,
like,
you can't force it.
And I know that's kind of just like a different way of saying jumping back into it too soon, but I do feel like there's a difference. What I mean by forcing it is, like, don't just, you know, don't hop immediately on Tinder and just start scrolling away and swiping away. Like, you know, give yourself time to process it. I think a lot of people, what they end up doing, and I think honestly it's why our divorce rate is so high, is they end up with somebody, they don't know what they want, they don't know who they are, they get into a relationship, they get married, and then, you know, a couple years in, they try and force it, and then those people are miserable together. And then, you know, they ultimately they end up splitting up, and usually it's ugly. And, you know, you don't want to end up at that point either. I mean, I know we're kind of talking way down the road from, you know, where we're at now, but, like, I feel like a lot of times it stems from that, where, like, you get out of a bad relationship, you're not ready, and you get into a new one, and then you try and force it. It's like, don't try and force it. Like, just let it happen. Like I said, you know, Chris said it might take a couple months. For me, it's taken years. But you know what? I would rather it take years than be with somebody who I'm going to be miserable with. Or, you know, jump through a million relationships that aren't going to work. I would rather find the one that's the one and be done.
And so, trying to kind of understand what you were talking about is, you choose, you know, the next partner, like the first person to come along, basically, after a rough relationship, and you just choose and force it. And, like, you know, you force a relationship to the point where you're married and have kids. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a great point. I think that happens a lot.
I know people.
It does happen.
Don't.
I know.
Yeah. Happens a lot. And then, they end up resenting their partner, and it's just not a healthy relationship. Maybe divorcing down the road, or just staying with that person miserable. I think a big part of that is not knowing what kind of women you want to attract.
Yeah, and I think there, you know, I think there's been a big cultural shift that people look at as bad, but I really don't think so, in that people, younger people are getting married later in life.
I was just going to bring that up.
And I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. I think people, you know, we've talked about with college. It's kind of the same thing. At 18 years old, they ask you what you want to do for the rest of your life. Well, you know, you look at it like this. At 18 years old, you're asking yourself, is this the person I want to be with the rest of my life?
Yeah, that's deep, dude. You know, that's a good place to end it. You know, we kind of hit the 25-minute mark, so we're going to do a part two, I think. So think about that. You know, dwell on that. Dwell on what Randy just said. And tune in next week for a part two where we have even more information. You know, we recorded for an hour, but we want to, you know, keep it on that 25-minute mark, keep your attention. And so tune in next week for some great information. Jared, take it away, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes. Wait for the second part of that episode, and then hopefully you listen to that right after this. And let us know if you have any suggestions on topics we should cover. You can follow us on social media, linked in the description, and you can catch us there. But until next time,
see ya.